A reading from Mark 1:40-45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone. But go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
What comes to mind for me in reading this is the attraction and the repulsion going on at the same time. The attraction to Jesus because of who he is and what he is doing is so enormous that it's creating a real problem for him in the sense that they're crowding in on him. And as we learned yesterday, he's praying to the Father to go out, and he's not going to stay in a place because he knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's so extraordinary that the crowds crowd in on him, and he's basically stopped. But even then, here we have another person with disease, and Jesus says, "I am willing," and a miracle happens.
Well, there's so much happening in this text. We've seen Jesus in these last couple passages, his authority. And authority is one thing, but when authority is coupled with love, the passage says here he was filled with compassion. Jesus looks on this leper, and then it says that he reached out his hand and touched the man. Well, here's Jesus crossing another huge boundary. The lepers would walk into town yelling, "Unclean, unclean." How much should this man long for human touch in his life? He could not be touched. And Jesus gives social affirmation in the touch even before releasing the healing, which is really powerful. And not wanting to draw attention to himself, he just sends him back to the temple that he'll get the check from the priest that he's clean so that he can continue having that social connection. Jesus' very love opens the door to connections, but like you said, it's going to make him in a difficult spot where people are going to be pressing in and not knowing what to do with this love.
Oddly enough, it cuts him off from that because it says, as a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town where you would find this condition or near a town, and openly enter a town openly but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
There's a kind of a spiritual piece here that grabs my heart. The leper, even though he's told not to go talk, when you've experienced that kind of cleansing, you got to go out and tell someone. And I'm kind of a little bit rebuked when I hear this because Jesus has changed my whole life. I was a spiritual leper. Everything about me was untouchable and yelled unclean. But through his relationship, he makes me clean. I should be compelled a little bit more to let other people know about that cleanliness and not so afraid of being concerned what people are going to think about the testimony that I'm giving.
I think you do a pretty good job. That's my affirmation.
I would like to do more.